What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Where'd Bob go? It's right out of the song.
I don't know. He was right here.
Did he go to get a donut?
He might have. The donuts are so good this morning.
Man, you're not kidding. I had a little piece of a coconut donut.
I had a glazed.
All right, Limits. The city is just so pumped all the way around. You can feel it in the air.
Yeah, it's a lot different now. A lot different.
Even
last week.
Well, last week
it was like, well.
And last year's playoff game was like just a foregone conclusion. It feels like all of them have been. This is the most pumped people have been in a long time about the Steelers. How do you think this is going to go? We all have our predictions in 412-928-9370. How about you? Limits, let's hit the lines.
All right, here's our guy Paul in Washington to chime in.
Hey, Paul.
Giuseppe, Roberto, how are both of you today?
I'm good. I can't speak for Bob. Bob, how are you today?
I'm fine, but my headphones don't work suddenly.
Oh, well, I'm glad you found your way back to the office there, Bob. But anyhow, let's get on with the program here. Hey, I don't understand where all this Starkey derangement syndrome is coming from, that Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl and if the creek don't rise and so on and so forth, but I think we're taking Houston a little bit too lightly. I mean, the Steelers haven't played against a defense like this in a long time. This defense ain't no joke. And I think you're underestimating C.J. Stroud, because I think he can run all over the Steelers' defense if he gets out of containment. But I don't know. I think the D'Amico Ryans is a way better coach than Mike Tomlin. He's accomplished far more in his first couple years, and whoever's doing their draft picks,
he's accomplished far more than who in his first couple doing. In his first couple years.
Then Mike Tomlin, I would have to say.
Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl in his second year.
Well, that's the second year, but he did that with Bill Cowher's players. Let's not go sideways
please
on this, Joe.
Yeah, let's not.
It's the truth.
Sideways,
truth.
You're going backwards
it's
on that.
The truth.
Yeah.
Joe,
yeah. So
truth.
What? Bill Cowher won with some truth of Chuck Knoll's players. Who cares?
I agree with you.
That's just the way it is.
That.
You either win or you don't win. I'm not going to ever take any credit away for what Tomlin did early in his career.
Okay.
He hasn't been a great coach.
That being said, he has 4 wins in 18 years.
I hear you. And no one's been more critical of that than me, Paulie Pavilion.
All right, buddy. You guys, I don't know. I hope there's a cure for Starkey derangement syndrome.
What about Bob? Here's what I'm curious about. Bob's picking a bigger victory than me, so why don't you talk to Bob?
Well, I think Bob's lost his mind, too. I mean, too many Christmas. I mean,
lost my mind, too, Paul?
It's always me, Bob. It's always me. It's never you.
Just enjoy the moment. What's this? A good, you know, that entertainment, you won't get much better entertainment.
I mean, everything he said, there may be merit to, by the way.
Yeah, but there is merit to it. There is merit to it. I'm tired of watching the Pittsburgh Steelers come up with excuses on why we can't achieve Super Bowl or even playoff victories.
Are you able to enjoy the game tonight?
How about
Are you
going
to be able to enjoy
year?
It? Did you enjoy the Ravens game?
I'm going to go to bed at 9 o'clock, Joe, because I'm a seasoned citizen and I have to get my rest, and I'll watch the rest of it at 5 o'clock in the morning. But I think the outcome's going to be just what I think it's going to be now. I don't think the Steelers have a chance.
What's the score going to be?
I'm going to say 32-17.
All right. And when you get up to watch it, Paul, will you know the score at that point or no?
Look, well, I'll have to really try to find the it might be on the NFL network at that time, but I'll find it. But if I'm wrong, Joe, I will step up to the plate and call the one and only City Limits and take my lumps. But I think I'm going to be proven right that the Steelers are just not ready for prime time.
You may be.
You two gentlemen have a good day.
You too, Paul.
Especially the maestro, City Limits. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. He is legendary, isn't he, Bob?
He is.
He might be right.
But he may be right, but I wish he would enjoy life more. You know, it sounds to me like he's just, you got to be, into the moment. We've seen strange things happen in sports. Teams that won that never should have won. Teams that go on runs.
I hear that, but I don't begrudge anybody their cynicism on the Steelers.
I'm not saying that, but I'm also saying, do you at all? So you're going to be this way for the rest of your life until they ever win, and that could be a long time. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just saying it could be now.
It could be the rest of our lives,
Bob. And if you don't enjoy it while it's happening, what's the point of it happening then?
Next.
All right, let's go to a man that made an appearance in the Harry Callis Weekly Wrap this week.
Wow.
Robin West Mifflin.
Rob, what's up?
Oh, man, what's up, fellas? I'm ecstatic, man. I can't wait till tonight, man. It's gonna be a good feeling for the city of Pittsburgh, man, for our fans, man. I'm not getting no crazy vibes about this game. Like, we're gonna go in here and lose, man. CJ Stroud is a high leverage game manager now, man. And I think their aggression is gonna kill them for real. Flying off those edges. I think they're gonna hit them with some shuffle passes, some screens. I just don't think it's gonna be one of those games where we sit down home watching it. And you're sweating the whole game. I don't think it's going to be close for real, to tell you the truth. I mean, that's my opinion. I could be dead wrong, but.
Bob, I like those opinions right there. A high leverage game manager?
Oh, yeah, that's what he is, man.
Yeah, that's what he's become with this team because there's not enough weaponry is one reason. The offensive line isn't that good. And I've been saying all week that this little dink and dunk Steeler offense, misdirection, screens, is tailor-made for a defense like this, Bob. Not that they're going to riddle them, but that they're going to keep them off balance just enough. I agree with Rob.
Yeah, and I think if you do that, you really minimize the pressure they could put on Rodgers. Quick releases, shorter game. When it's time to go down the field, when he needs more time, this offensive line shows me at least they could be counted on, maybe not all the time, but a large percentage of the time. At least that's been the case for the last, out of the last five games, four of the five.
Yeah, and one more thing real quick, fellas. They got a great defense, but I don't really dig into stats that much, but Stingley Jr. I think he's in the top three most penalized corners in the league, man. Just remember that, man, when they try to take that shot to DK, because he's not like Sertan over there in Denver. They try to give him his flowers, his praise. Now, yeah, he's good on a good defense, but he's real handy, man. So just remember that when they try to take that deep shot to DK, that Stingley Jr. is one of the most penalized corners over there, man.
Man, I'll tell you, every game I watched this weekend, it felt like there were pivotal either interference calls or interference no calls in every single game.
Yep.
That's because exactly. There's contact all the way.
Saturday, man. I came outside one day in 2 days and watched all them games. And you know what? I'm gonna leave y'all with this, man. You know what was mind-boggling? A lot of these coaches, I don't know if they're losing their mind or they just into these analytics, but this going for fourth down stuff is getting crazy. I mean, you got to take these points.
We just talked about it at the beginning of the show. That's absolutely right. Why are you?
They had some 3 points where they could have went up 20-7, great, get the kick ahead, and then Carolina drove right down and scored. I'm like, man. You got to take these points, man. I don't know what's wrong with these coaches, man. Listen, man, love the show, guys. Here we go, Steelers, man. I'm just so excited, man. You know, here we go, Steelers, man. Love y'all, man.
See you, Rob.
All right, see you, Rob.
I think everybody is, Bob, except for Paul from Washington, excited about the game.
I can't believe he's going to go to bed. I understand sleep, how important it is, but you can't go to bed tonight on that game, can you?
Well, if you're of a certain age, you might, but the thing that fascinated me was he apparently has no taping capabilities, either DVR or something.
NFL Network. And
I don't know if he's going to hope that the game's on NFL Network at 5 a.m. limits. I don't know if that's – hope is not a plan, as they say.
No, hope is not a plan. He doesn't have, I guess, cable where he can record it or YouTube TV to record it.
That's fine, too, but then stay up. You know, it's better It's better to catch it while you can.
Do you have YouTube TV?
Yes.
Should I get it?
Yeah, I like it.
You can watch a lot of games
at once.
How much
do you pay a month? Because my bill's getting a little bit too crazy.
Do you have YouTube TV?
No.
Yeah, how much do you pay a month limits?
I don't pay that bill.
Do you know how much it is?
I think it's like $75 a month.
That's pretty good.
But I can't tell you exactly.
How come you don't pay that bill?
He lives with his mom and dad.
Okay, offer.
You can offer limits to at least split it.
You're an emerging star, right? You can go say,
I might be an emerging star, Bob, but my salary isn't emerging quite yet.
Isn't emerging. Next.
Here is Jim. He's in Columbus.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, well, I just wondered, is anybody out there feel like Charlie Brown?
I can't hear you because it sounds like we're on speakerphone.
Does anybody out there feel like Charlie Brown?
I have no idea what
Jim,
he's saying,
Jim, take yourself
Bob.
Off speaker.
Okay.
Jim?
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 He's going to have to call back limits. I'm sorry.
Where is he? In the bathroom?
I don't know. It
the
sounded
acoustics
like
are not very good.
Horrifying. No. R.I.P. Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead, by the way, Bob. I saw them several times. Saw them with Bob Dylan and Tom Petty at Giant Stadium. I had a deadhead who I think was tripping on acid continuously coming up to me during the show at Giant Stadium in the blazing heat and offering to give me a red sneaker. It was unbelievable.
That's
this
what
guy
happens
kept
when you trip on acid.
He kept coming back to me, just offering this red, like old school. What do you call them? The pro ked? What were they back in those days? Ked? Chuck Taylor like.
Yeah.
Very odd.
And what did you keep saying to him?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and I thought that was the end of it, and it wasn't. I also lived with a guy named Mark back in Buffalo. I remember the rent was $75. There were four of us in this apartment. He lived in the basement. With a snake. He had a live snake in the basement that I was convinced was going to come upstairs. And his job was to make tie-dye shirts and follow the dead. So he would, he ruined our washer and dryer, first of all, but he would make the tie-dye shirts and then he would hang them all up in the backyard. And then off he went for months at a time, selling his shirts at dead shows. Did you ever see the dead?
One time only, but I wish I would have done it more. I love that music. I love what they stood for, all that stuff. But I also never really got the chance other than one time. And
where was that?
That was in Cleveland, of all places, back in, I don't even know when it was.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. The year, but it was a while ago, obviously.
I went to Rochester and saw them. I saw them.
Where did they play in Rochester? I've been to Rochester.
I don't remember. Whatever the hockey arena is there, basketball hockey arena. And then the best was in D.C. at old RFK right before they tore that down, right before Jerry Garcia passed. But this guy was unbelievable. I mean, what a prolific, especially live performer he was. And then they went on without Jerry Garcia and John Mayer. In one of the great sort of recreations of oneself in musical history, basically became Jerry Garcia and played with Bob Weir and the Grateful Dead traveling around. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah, that was a little bit too much for me to travel around like that, but I still can't believe you lived in a place where a snake was used as a pet and you didn't worry about it or move out.
I freaked out every day, Bob.
Well, then...
I put things under my door. I was afraid he would come up through the vent. Everything. I was afraid every single day. It was traumatizing. Limits, do you even know who the Grateful Dead is or was?
Of course I know who the Grateful Dead is.
Okay. Did you ever see them?
No. Never had the opportunity to.
That would have been before your time.
Yeah.
For the most
part. Before.
Their best album, Bob, was American Beauty. Next.
All right. Here is Bill. Bill is in Uniontown.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, dudes. What's the plan?
For you to talk.
I'm really glad to be not only popping, but I'm Joeing and I'm Tonying. Oh, I mean, that's like the triple crown for me, man. I love you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Here's the thing for this coming game, and I don't want to pee in anybody's Wheaties. However, with what I saw in Cleveland, I have to think to myself, wow. I mean, you know, you have to forget the past, yet at the same time, you have to move forward. And, I mean, we've been getting by the skin of our teeth. My question is this. What do we need to do in the secondary to stop Stroud from exposing our secondary and just blowing us out.
Well, thank you for the call. I think Jalen Ramsey needs to play better, and I wouldn't mind seeing a little more Clark and a little less Duggar. But if they get home a little quicker, that'll help too, Bob, those long developing plays to keep them from happening, right?
Exactly. They're going to try to do it. There's no doubt because, you know, if you're D'Amico Ryans and their defensive staff, you're looking and saying, hey, what have they been vulnerable for? And it's been that deep ball, especially in that last game. But as you mentioned, there's a lot that goes into that because they were trying real hard and allocating resources to stop the run. So that leaves some things available down the field. It may not be like that this week, but they're going to need better play from those guys, certainly. So would I be shocked if they connected on a few? No. I would be shocked if they didn't try. They should try to do that and attack a weakness, I think, for the Steelers.
Meantime, Bob, and I just saw this story, Jason Mackey writing, Dave Justy, World Series champion, who revolutionized relief pitching, dies at 86.
Sad to hear that.
Did you know Dave?
Yes, he's been in town for a few. Lately, he's been in a wheelchair, hard to move around when I've seen him. But I remember his legendary palm ball. You do not see that very often. And he was really good throwing that pitch, locating that pitch, and really a big part of the World Series championships, no doubt. And that's sad. Sad to see it.
It sure is. National League Championship Series 1971, when they won it all, he became the first reliever to appear in every game of the NLCS. He had 5 1/3 scoreless innings.
Back when people, it didn't matter days rest, didn't matter pitch count, you just pitched. If they needed you, you said you're ready to go, pitched.
And the starters went so long that sometimes you didn't pitch, but he sort of changed things or helped to change things. And he finished 4th in the NL Cy Young voting in 70. His first season pitching out of the bullpen. How about that? Mackey writes. 66 appearances with a 3.06 ERA and finished 4th in Cy Young as a reliever. That's incredible. I interacted with Dave a couple times. Great guy. He became really good friends, I know, over the years with Steve Blass. Those two were seemingly best friends, Bob. So condolences to all friends and family of Dave Justy.
It's got to be tough for people who've been with him as team. Steve Blass, a lot of guys who were his teammates, his friends, and they're getting up there and things happen like this. So it's always sad to see. But, man, what a career he had and how important he was. He's not a name that people throw around much in terms of really important people to win championships, but he was one of them.
Our condolences to the Justy family and all friends of Dave Justy. Dies at age 86. All right. Coming up, we get back to the Steelers and a huge game. I imagine the phone line still ringing off the hook limits. Little old school sports talk today. Just getting sort of the vibe here. Paul in Washington says we're all crazy. They're going to lose again. He's not even going to watch. Rob in West Mifflin couldn't be more pumped for the game. Where do you stand here? And then we're going to go over a crazy weekend and some other NFL stories.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.